Your reaction to today's important 3-0 win here in Dungannon today?
It was very important. I'm delighted to get it, to be honest, because, you know, it's a hard place to come. They've proved, you know, against some of the big teams, you know what I mean, how hard it is, and Murph got them playing. He wants to play the right way. Listen, it was, first half was even, you know what I mean? They had chances, we had chances. And, you know, I think we just needed to up the tempo a wee bit. We changed the formation in the second half. And, you know, I'm pleased to come away with, you know, a 3-0 victory, to be honest, but it would have took 1-0 today.
The first goal was important today. Once it came, it settled us down and gave us a springboard to go on and get a couple more, didn't it?
No, of course it did. But, you know, I look at it, you can't, you know, 90 minutes is a long time in football and things can change. We've just got to concentrate on us. And, you know, I think that's Burnsy 16 for the season now, which is an incredible record for a midfielder. But now, once it come, you know what I mean, we got a grip of the game, and you know, I was pleased. It was a hard fought victory for us, but one that were much needed, and I was delighted with the 3 points.
As you say, Burnsy got an important goal to get us on the way, but the next two goals, what great crosses and what great headers, weren't they?
Well, you know, I see people talking about, you know, Grant McCann, he's 34, and people were saying for me today, oh, you should be on the sideline. But listen, that's people can say your legs go, but you never lose your quality. And you look at that goal, you know what I mean, the second goal, the great ball in by Grant, great header by Jimmy, run across the front post. The third goal was a fantastic team goal again, moved the ball across the pitch, legs and Quinney, and you know, I said to Andy, if that was a match of the day tonight, a striker getting across the front post like that, being brave, you know what I mean, to be talking about that for weeks, because it's a fantastic ball in, and you know, it only makes a good goal because Andy's there, you know, he gets across the keeper, not outside the front post. Brave, gets a great header, and I'm delighted for him, because I said to him, that's where strikers earn their money, and it's a great goal, but a great team goal as well.
And the icing on the cake would have been a goal in the last minute for a 34-year-old playing 90 minutes today.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm pleased to get 90 minutes. I think that's my first 90 minutes in 5 or 6 months. I haven't even played reserve team football, you know, because it's been hard with the games. On a Saturday, and obviously we have on a Saturday, but look, I'm delighted, you know, at the end of the day, I'm one of them. I keep myself fit off the park, and yeah, it would have been great, you know. I probably caught it too well a little bit, and probably you want to mishit it, and you never know. But listen, at the end of the day, it's not about me, it's not about no one else, or one individual, it's about this football club winning, and that was the most important thing today. And you know, I felt great myself, but you know, it feels even better getting the win.
Glenn Bilezica looked outstanding out there today, as indeed he has in recent games.
Glenn's a great, as I said, I took Glenn from, you know, down from Oldham down to Salisbury. He's a great boy, strong boy, you know, he's hard to get past. At the end of the day, it's competition for places, you know what I mean? Listen, he's come in, it hasn't took time to sell, he's got straight into it. See you later. He's got straight into it, straight away. And, you know, he's played the game, as I said, he's not over here for a holiday, you know what I mean? He's over here to win things. And at the end of the day, you know, I say it, but it's 9 games to go. You know, you keep going no matter what. You don't drop your standards, and he certainly hasn't at the moment.
Put it down next week. Another tough one.
They're all tough. You know, you're into the back end of the season. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? I couldn't, you know, care who it is. We've just got to concentrate in this football club. We're in a great position. I keep saying this. And yes, it's going to be a big one, you know, but at the end of the day, they're all big now, and we've just got to focus on us and hopefully get the right result.
And a big birthday for our kit manager tomorrow.
Yeah, big Eccles. You know what I mean? We had a party for him the other night. He's 50 tomorrow, but the boys are winding him up saying, is he 50 or 50 stone? but you know, that's a camaraderie in the changing room. They're all together. And you know, he's a big part of it, you know what I mean? They wind him up, he winds them up. And it's important. But no, as I said, it's great. He's been here for, what, 30 years now. And you know, as I say, he was moving quicker than me at times today. But no, he's great around the changing room. And wish him all the best and a happy birthday.
Well done today, Warren. Thanks for making everybody's weekend here today, and let's go again next weekend.
Thank you.